I'll be with you. Tonight, I have the artist on the line with me, and I'm going to ask him to give us some more info on that song before I introduce this amazing, multi-talented artist and producer. Good evening. Can you take us through the song, please?
Good evening, everyone, and all the listeners out there. Shireen, you too.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me tonight. And that was a song for the first time on Radio KC, featuring Lance Andrews. Wow. I seem even weird to say my own name. It's called I'll Be With You.
Tell us more about the song.
Well, it's a journey. You know, I always used to write a lot of music. I like writing songs, you know. So when it comes to me writing stories, it's always a mission to figure out what I'm going to write about. And then this song somehow just triggered something else in me. It needs less words. And I went through pages. I went through notebooks trying to figure out what I was going to write to this song. But then I figured out that I decided to just stick to what I want to say. And recently, passing of a family member, And some of this resonates with me, that it could be a message from the sky that I will always be with you. So it's up to interpretation how people want to use the song, because it can mean many things, because that's why I put it there as a cliffhanger. So that's why I stick with the same words. I'll be with you.
Wow. Powerful. I mean, I've listened to the song over and over, and I've listened quite to a few of your tracks, and really, I went to the beach with your music in my car. So,
oh, I appreciate it.
So, and I'm honored that it's the first time on Radio KC on the Power Hour show. Wow, thank you for that. But tonight we're going to speak about the man Lance Andrews and his music. So, Lance, you grew up in Paarl and discovered your passion for music at a young age. Was there a specific moment when you realized music is what I want to do for the rest of my life?
Well, yeah, as you said, I'm born and bred in the Boland, Paarl. And yeah, it will always be my hometown. My whole family is in Paarl. And when it comes to the music, it struck me at a later stage. I was about 5 years old when I started picking up my first instrument and started fiddling around, playing to radio stations, trying to get the same key and sound as what they're doing. That's how I taught myself how to play piano. And with that, somehow I played at church, I've played at functions, I've played for family, and I brought some type of joy to them that people just couldn't explain. I wasn't the best player, but what I did do is entertain people. So that's when that passion hit me eventually. It's like, I want to create stuff that makes people happy. And I had to go study something else first without not knowing what I should study. And then I realized, let me do some research, and I found that, okay, there's this producer's course. What do they do? And I went to go figure it out and find out, do my research. And eventually when I found it, I thought, like, this is something I would want to do. And I decided to just change over my course and just go straight into it. And I did that sound course, producer's course. And from there onwards, I learned all the tricks of how to manipulate sound. And that's where it comes from. That passion from there on out is more about how I can trigger people's instincts and senses.
And you surely do that, eh? Whether it's in church, whether it's in church or wherever you are, you surely do that. You worked with many new and upcoming artists, and I think that's really what captured my mind, that you give back. So what is the biggest mistake young artists make when starting out, and what advice would you give them?
I'm glad you asked that question. So a lot of people, when they give advice, they usually say, stick to what you're doing, don't give up, always fight for what you want and stuff like that, which is all good and great advice. But what I've learned from my experience is, yes, we do say, follow your dreams and make it your mission to achieve them. But I always end off by saying, but leave room for change. Because change is going to come. I've went through it. I've worked with other artists. And I've showed them how to form their image for their song so that when they do publish videos or photos and stuff like that, it should be in conjunction with the song. So then they would ask me, but how much work is this put into? Then I say, yes, exactly. That's the change. Because now you're doing too much, but you're going to have to adapt. So that's my advice for these, I'd say, kids out there, because I'm sure the next generation of kids are going to do a better job than all of us. And I'm looking forward to that. I just want them to know, it's like, follow that dream, follow that star, follow that mission or whatever you want in your life. But just leave room for change, because it can, it's going to come. Don't be just degraded when it comes. Take the challenge and adjust your skills then.
Wow, that's amazing advice. Totally.
Appreciate it.
I think I'm taking that for myself also in the work that I do besides radio. I have my passion. So
no, that's a skill. That's a skill.
Lance, you play multiple instruments and produce your own music. How does that help you develop your own unique sound, especially within the electro house genre? I just want to add something to that, in brackets.
Okay.
It's the first... Hello?
I can hear you.
Oh.
Yes.
Sorry. I have... Not really listen to electro house, so it was my first drive out just to listen to all your music now and follow you and hear what you're playing. And my husband actually explained to me what is electro house. So I want you to just go a bit into that also for me, please, and for our listeners.
I understand. Yeah, electro house is a unique taste. Like you said, it's not something you would just dive into and enjoy. You'll see it on TV, you'll hear it in ads, not knowing that it is electro house that you're listening to.
Mm.
You get different, there's different genres, but there's sounds to it. So, with all these instruments that I play, if I start from the start, it's somehow I just had to figure out how I could make my electro house more bearable to listen to. If that makes sense.
Yes.
Because electro house can be a harsh. It can be in your face. It can be too loud. And it can distract or make people irritated eventually. But then, they, like I said, there's a quiet taste of the amount of people that love this music. So, what I did was, it's a funny story actually, if you do have time.
No, go ahead.
I usually go into the studio and go sit and write, or I'll go into the studio and make music. And until I figure out something. But somehow I watched videos of people dancing, and then I muted the videos. And then I told myself, like, wait, but I wouldn't want to dance like this. Why would? So I video called myself, recorded myself dancing to nothing.
Dancing
and
to nothing.
It hit me then, while watching this video, I started creating music on how I move. The tapping of my feet,
mm-hmm.
That's like your kick, how the move, that rhythm, and the movement of your chest, that's like your bass, movement of your hands, that's like your shakers and rhythm, you know, stuff like that. I started figuring out, it looks weird, if you see how many videos I do have, I've never posted it, and I will never post that, but it helped me a lot to form a type of feel mm-hmm. to the music, and then with the sound, I knew there I needed to trigger senses. So having that loud synth playing, ten, 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 stuff like that, if you have a decent melody and have that in that space of that song, that's what attracts the people. That's what sets them off as to, this is a song I want to listen to on my way home from work, on my way to a trip, on my way, let's go, funeral. It's because somehow it gives you that sense of peace.
Mm.
The words are afterwards. The music needs to trigger the people first. So that's how I discovered. I'm still busy discovering my sound. Let's start there.
I actually loved what I was listening to. So just offhand.
I lost you there.
I said I I loved what I was listening to.
Hello?
Can you hear me? Hello, Lance? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hi. Can you hear me, Lance?
Hello, I think I lost you.
We're just going to go to a break and then we're just going to restore the connection quickly.
You always make me smile when
Lance, can you hear me?
You give me such a vibe. I just totally wanna find. It's not the way you walk, and it ain't the way you talk. It ain't the job you got that keeps me satisfied. You love
We are right back on the Power Hour with me, Lady G, on KC 107.7, and the number to dial and to send the message is 082-414-1077. And we're right back with Lance Andrews. Lance, are you back with me?
I am. Thank you, Lady G.
Thank you for that. So, I think you didn't go into the... We were at the electro house genre. Am I right?
Yes, that was right, yes.
You dancing alone.
Yeah, okay, so what? You want me to go from there?
Yeah, because I was imagining you dancing alone without music. And I'm never going to see it.
You do not want to see that. You do not want to see it.
I have a vivid
imagination.
I have a vivid imagination, eh? So, you can go on from there.
Oh, yeah. So, as I filmed myself dancing in the studio with no music, and then I play it back to myself on screen. And so what I do is, I follow my footsteps, and that I would layer as my kick drum, you know, that in every song.
Yes.
So I'll move with that. And then my chest I'll use as how I want this rhythm, the bass. And then any movement I see that my chest is doing, that's when I hit a bass. And the same with my hands. That should be your shakers and or any other instrument that gives that upper end rhythm. So doing that, it kind of helped me to put foundation to what I wanted to do and how I would want to dance on this music, on this track. So what I then had to figure out is where this is where it comes into your sound. Remember the sound, when we talk about the sound of a song, it's if anyone hears a track without knowing whose song it is, they immediately attracted to it by saying, okay, that is your Drake. That is your Eminem. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
They don't need to know who's singing or whatever on that song. They know that is their sound.
Okay.
So it's difficult to create a sound. So what I do is I just make electro house more bearable. So the synth that I use to play as that solo that you're hearing in the chorus, which is making you smile every time you listen to it, that I had to figure out how to trigger the human senses. So the sound should not be harsh. That sound should not be too soft. It should just sit in the middle. It should also be tweaked to make it more round and sweet for the ear. I have 6 cats here at home running around, and I would play to them to see how they react because they're obviously more sensitive to it.
Yeah.
But again, now that I have the whole song, now I could say with the song, with Freedom, with Jungle, I've had the same concept, and now I presume people are saying, like, that's one of Lance's tracks. I'm hoping, but if not, I am still learning to form my sound.
I literally listened to most of your music on Spotify last night.
Yeah, there's a lot. There was a lot of experimenting. There's a lot of different genres running there.
I know. I loved it. I got now used to electro house genre. That's why I'm asking you. We have a big variety of people listening in age groups. Like Tani Magdalene van Skalkwyk, she's always tuned in and she's listening now. Now she knows what is electro house genre, you know?
I appreciate that.
So you actually released between 20 and 30 tracks, including Freedom, Jungle, and I'll Be With You. Now, which one of those songs is closest to you? I guess you started out with it, if I'm right. And why?
I would say I'll Be With You because I understand where it came from. I understand what I went through and how I formulated this. But there was this one song, and I want the listeners to go and listen to it because this song went number one in Amsterdam, most streamed. I was shocked when I got these letters from the States, which we don't want to mention now. Mm. But these letters from them saying that it reached number one. It's the most streamed song. So the song is called Save. Oh, no, thank you. I appreciate it. The song is called Save the Kid. So this was in that hip-hop phase.
Mm-hmm.
But my hip-hop, in actual fact, every genre I touched, I tried to make a bit more bearable. And I'm going to use that word every time.
Where you
get these artists that when they jump on hip-hop, they always want to sound like angry or in a hurry or you know what I mean?
Yes,
so
what true.
So what I tried with hip-hop is I tried storytelling with a melody that catches people's attention, that helps the story. So this story was about a kid that I saw outside my house. I kept on seeing him out on the road. I didn't understand, does he have a place to sleep at night or not? Does he have parents or not? But every day I would see this kid. I even said if I have to shoot a music video, it would be for that song. And I would go look for this kid.
Wow.
But he had a tough life. And obviously I made up most of the story just by looking at him. And this is not profiling. I mean, I spoke to him, I played the song to him, he's happy. social profiling. But that song, for some reason, I had a female on as a for the chorus, and we started humming to each other via voice notes what we want to do on the song, and then the words just hit me: "Save the kid."
Wow.
And this song, I really would appreciate if people listen to it, because I can't stress enough of how much parents should listen to it than the kids. The whole story is for the kids, to tell them what they're in for. Tell them what's going to happen. The bad elements are coming and stuff like that. But then I ended the song by saying the kid then eventually took their own life. Did they or did they not? It was a cliffhanger.
Wow.
And then something told me, like, don't drop the song there. Give the people more. And then I wrote a verse for the parents. And this is one line that stands out for me. It's the line at the end where I'm addressing the parents. I told them, no matter how I write the people I offend, I will write this story. You should write the end.
Sure.
Strong, eh?
Sure.
I'm
getting cold here in studio.
Closest one to my heart.
Wow. Yo, I'm now speechless with that one. Because I work with children that have been bullied and comes out of such situations. And definitely, you know what, it'd be great if you can send that song to me right now. I can put
I
it.
I am here. I don't hear anything.
Can you hear me? Hello? Lance, are you there?
There you go. I can hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Yeah, we heard the story of that was goosebumps now. If
I know.
You know what would be great? I have guests coming in now again. If you can send that song to me right now, it can go on our shout-out line. And I would like to say before we end off that there will be a podcast available for this interview. And I would like to add it there on the podcast that people can go and get it from our KC app. You know, and it's accessible. And
yes, of course. I will do it immediately. Yeah.
Amazing. Lance, it was so lovely to have you. But in close, through your YouTube channel, you promote and support up-and-coming artists from the Western Cape. Why is it so important for you to give other artists a platform? And next to that, please let us know, where can we get hold of your music?
Okay, I appreciate it. Thank you. So with the YouTube channel, I've started, I guess, two years ago. And it just hit me when I was at some media house, and I saw these kids sitting outside trying to give off their demos or something. I assumed that's what they were doing.
Mm.
And they, all three of them, one by one, came out disappointed.
Wow.
And then I spoke to them, and I asked them, like, what is this? Are you guys here for job interviews or music? But I knew it was music. I could see each one with a flash drive. I could see them having cover photos and stuff like that. So, yeah. So, in a nutshell, what happened then was it just hit me that these media houses don't necessarily support anyone. They are gatekeepers.
Mm.
I don't want to sound like a politician, but they are gatekeepers that are playing with people's lives. So, I felt like if we do not get the recognition that we're supposed to, I'm taking on any and every artist. I don't care if your music is not as good. I don't care if you recorded it in a garage or in your room and you're using an earphone to record on it. I really don't care. We submit it to me, I will play it, and I will get people to follow you. Because we need this platform to grow our community much further, because I can count on my fingers about 3 or 4 people. Why? Especially with our culture, the colored culture.
Mm.
Our music, our artists aren't being showcased. There's 3 that I can mention off the top of my head that probably made it or are in that spectrum now. But I think it's either the accent, which I strongly believe it is, but we are being shoved to listen to any other accent. So now I met people in Oudtshoorn, a lovely white couple, mm-hmm. and when they heard about this platform, they do like Sokki music. Mm. And they asked me, can you play our music? I said, of course I'll do it. And I put it on. Because I thought to myself, like, this is a diverse world. This is how we should stand together. This is how we need to get music out there. We never know who that next big artist is going to be. And that's not what we're focusing on. We're focusing on getting the love of music out. That's what the platform's for.
Wow.
It's just one thing. I have never played one of my songs on that platform.
Never.
Because it's not about me.
Sure.
I'm here to help the masses. Everyone's struggling at home. Most of them have the millions of views on the platforms, but still no recognition. So I thought, why don't I just add it here by me as well? I'm not even the face of the platform. So there's a new email address, there's a new cover photo, there's a whole new biography of it. So no one really knows it's me now that I've blasted it on Casey now. And I know there's a lot of people listening to this show right now, but I'm glad it's out there so that people know that, look, get to me, let's talk. We can even do live performances. I have a studio at home where I can set up a whole band and we do a live performance. We go live on YouTube.
Hey, I love what you do.
Yeah, so for everyone out there that want to get a hold of me or get to my music, you can search Lance Andrews anywhere. YouTube, Apple Music, Spotify, all major platforms. You can even just go straight to Google and search Lance Andrews, and I'm sure the songs will pop up that way. And yeah, I appreciate this, and I appreciate everyone listening tonight. I'm glad I could get people into Electro House.
Sure.
Let's get into my electro house.
You got a new fan from me.
Oh, thank you, Luigi. I really appreciate that.
Lance, thank you so much for your time. I know you're a busy man. Busy life, busy father, busy everything. And 6 cats. Mm. Now I know you got cats. You're a cat person.
There's 6 of them I've never been, but I am now.
Yeah, so I would love to say thank you, and I so appreciate this interview. It has touched my heart, and I hope it has touched somebody out there, and have a blessed evening.
I appreciate it so much. God bless you, Lady G. And once again, next time when I'm in Paul, I'm going to come say hi, and then we'll sit there and speak to other artists.
Yeah, and maybe I can get you in studio next time.
I'll do that anytime.
Awesome.
Have a good... need more than an hour.
Definitely.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
See you. Bye.